dial star 611 for assistance.
We get signal, main screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about hackers places. This here little radio program about hackers places.
And a very good evening. My name is GMC, and I'm speaking live to you on this evening because there was an empty slot in the schedule. And of course, if there's an empty slot, who's going to fill it? That's me. No bad jokes, please. With me in the studio is Oki.
Hello. Happy Hello. New Year, GMC. Yeah. It is now the year of the rabbit.
It's the year of the rabbit.
Yeah, it's Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year and the year of the rabbit.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Are there any rabbits in Finnefort? Or?
I know. Last time I was there, I saw Firefox.
Okay. So, who else do we have? If all is well, I have Jan with me on the telephone.
Hi, guys.
Hey, there's Jan. Brilliant.
Hello.
And tonight we are going to talk about Hackersquare, mostly, which is, of course, the big Dutch, Belgian, and Luxembourg pavilion on the CCC camp in August. Well, to start with you, Oki, you've been going to the camp for a couple of years, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you want to know about the honks, the mix? Honk Hazen hitting a plane and still living?
Is that all suitable for public broadcasting? Or?
Oh, yeah, it's well known that honk got hit by a MiG and he lived, and the MiG, well, still there, I guess.
It was a stationary MiG, or?
Yeah, he was just cycling at night, and you know, MiGs are very low, and he's very big. And there was this MiG standing on the stuff on the airfield, and Honk hit a MiG.
Ouch!
And Mo made this nice T-shirt. It says like Honk if you see a MiG or something.
So, is there any danger of hitting planes when we are there in August?
Unfortunately, there is no license anymore for the airfield, so hackers on a plane should be coming by bus again, I guess.
Okay, well, that's a pity. So we can't fly in our stuff because, well, maybe it's good to do a short introduction for our listeners about what Hackersquare actually is. Jan, do you care to explain to us what we are doing?
I think it's we started with the ideas after our 2009, and we saw that the German delegation of the CCC camps had the CCC had a very nice, really big. What do you call this? It's not a pavilion, but it's a large village on the Haar fields, and I think the Dutch people we'd like something like this as well.
Yeah, because
we're with a really big crowd now, and we're looking to have more of a centralized Dutch presence.
So at Hacking at Random, they had indeed their famous geodesic dome, yeah, and the tunes, of course.
Yeah, and of course all the installations, and you know they it's nice to look at. It's nice to have active group of people with their own projects and their own stuff to present, actually. And instead of just having small tents with four or five people in them, with more people you can actually do more. So I think that's one of the main reasons that Hackersquare has been, I'm not going to say developed, but thought of.
Exactly. So basically the concept, this is something the Dutch, the Belgium, and the Luxembourg hacker spaces, hacker groups, communities, some events are doing all together. And, I think we are going to have in total about three tents or something, quite large tents. One of them will be a tent for hacker spaces and hardware hacking. And actually, we will also be hosting our friend from Belgium, Wim van der Putten, with Hackable Devices, of course. And I'm glad to say we will also have, although they are not from the Benelux, but we will have Mitch Altman and Jimmy P. Rogers doing hardware hacking workshops there. So, Jan, have you heard anything about the Maker bus coming? The
Well, we talked to them at the ETL event, and they were planning on going there, but maybe not with the, with the actual bus, with just with the hardware, you know, the laser cutter and all the other stuff. But it's well, it depends. Okay. I haven't said yes yet, but.
Well, I'm sure we can organize some of that stuff. Like, yeah,
we're going to organize a large bus or a truck and bring the stuff over there. So maybe we can just they can just hitch a ride, and you know, it'll be fun.
Definitely. And so the other tent is, I think, going to house the radio studio as well as I'm not right. There's going to be a big retro gaming area. Mm-hmm. And of course, the radio studio will be there, a Signal as well as Binary Voice, the event radio station we started at ETH0 summer event. And finally, the third tent will host actually the ETH0 lounge, right?
Yeah.
So
we have Yildo on the line, I think.
We have Yildo on the line, I think. Are you there, Yildo?
Hello, GMG, I'm here.
Hey, cool. So yeah, the lounge is also traveling to Berlin.
Yes, of course, the lounge should be there.
Definitely. And, well, I guess it's a bit early to say, but can you give us a hint? What can we expect at the lounge?
We expect lots of cool ideas. We already heard something about palm trees with LED or a bar with LED. Of course, there will be lots of things.
Uh-oh. You're breaking up, Yildo.
Oh.
I guess we're going to call you again. Meanwhile, I'm going to call you again. Meanwhile, Jan, we are also planning a truck. You already said this. There's mm-hmm. also going to be a bus, I understand.
Yeah, we're in the process of finding out how many people would love to go to Hack Square or to the CCC camp and join us at the Hack Square. And one of the things to facilitate this is we're gonna probably rent a touring car, or maybe smaller, maybe bigger, I don't know, something that's that just helps people getting there, you know, all the logistics and arranging for a car and having all your stuff there. It's easier if people can just sign up for a ride and we'll take them there. So that's one of the plans, to actually get more Dutch hackers and maybe Belgian hackers, I don't know, to the event. So yeah,
I think also in cooperation with the crew from Brewcon, mm-hmm. we will probably have a bus from Belgium as well. So the idea is drop your stuff off at with the truck, then get on the bus, be worry free on your travel to Berlin, and then all your stuff will be there and you can unload it. So this way you can also bring really big projects to the camp.
Exactly.
And then when you're there, you can hang out in the lounge. Meanwhile, Yildo should be back.
I'm back, I hope.
Let's try it again. What kind of ideas are there floating around for the lounge?
Well, of course, there are a lot of mattresses and cushions. Of course, a lot of relaxing, music. We also heard something about the bar with LEDs, but we don't know yet if everything was possible. But there are really cool ideas, and relaxing is the key.
Well, we'll be doing a lot of that. I think you will have a design meeting pretty soon for the lounge. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. The design meeting is the 20th of February in the Rush Space.
Okay.
And everybody who wants to join and wants to think about the design should.
Wow, the connection is particularly bad today, but we just keep trying. Because next to doing this whole HX Square lounge thing and being busy with ETH0 events, you're also working for Bits of Freedom, aren't you?
I do, yes, I did.
And you have something coming up, namely the Big Brother Awards.
We organized the Big Brother Awards, yes.
Finally.
There are the 9th of March. They are in Amsterdam. And they will be even larger and cooler than last year.
Wow. So tell me, what are the Big Brother Awards?
The Big Brother Awards are the awards for the biggest privacy violators of the last year. People can nominate them, and they will be judged by a very discreet jury. And in this evening, in this evening where they will be awarded, we want to get the attention for the privacy.
Okay, so, and as I understand it, there are different categories for these awards. Can you tell me what these categories are?
I can. There are four categories. There's governments, companies, persons, and proposals.
So, okay.
In your privacy violation,
I think you're breaking up again, Yildau. You know what? I'm going to play some music and then we're going to see if we can improve the connection. And then we'll chat some more about this. That was the Lewis Lark Band with Placing Fate, a three-piece ensemble from the UK. It's, of course, a Creative Commons licensed, so you can find this online and, well, listen to it at your own disposal. Meanwhile, I have Yildau back on the line with a better connection. Are you there, Yildau? I can hear you, but... Ah, now the people can hear you as well. Hey!
I'm sorry, but this time I can't understand you.
You can't? Oh, it's... Why is that?
No. I can, however, walk towards Jan, who has a landline.
Maybe that's better, yeah. What a mess.
Okay,
what a mess.
I will do that then.
What a mess. As Yildau explained, there are four categories. The Big Brother Awards have been going on for a while. Then stopped for a while because Bits of Freedom stopped with their activities. But after Hacking at Random, Bits of Freedom well, was founded again, and they started doing the Big Brother Awards again. And I think last year was the first time after the new Bits of Freedom got started, right?
Hey, hello. Here I am again.
Ah, there we are. So tell me, you had four categories, and just tell me again what the categories are.
The categories are government, persons, proposals, and companies. And you can send in the nominations by yourself, by the website.
Okay, and have a lot of nominations coming already?
There are a lot of nominations coming, but there are always more nominations welcome, of course.
All right.
And the nominations are open until a couple of weeks, and then afterwards a jury will look for the winners.
Wow, and of course, I assume you can't tell anything about who the current nominees are. But I guess you can tell, just to give an idea of the kind of proposals or companies that, well, have the honor, I would say, of winning these awards. Can you tell something about that?
Yes, of course. Last year, for example, Vodafone and T-Mobile got an award for just giving the text messages people send to the investigation services without a warrant or something. They just gave it.
Wow.
So that received an award. Also, the proposal from the police for using mobile nude scanners got an award, which
Yes.
Of course, very wrong.
Yeah, the backscatter scanners. The police wanted to use them.
Yes.
Are they using them, or did the award stop them from using them?
I don't know exactly if the award stopped them, but they aren't using them currently.
Okay, well, that's a good thing at least.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to chat about this for hours, actually, because I'm really curious who the nominees are going to be this year. And, well, I will be there for sure. If people also want to go or have a nomination, is there a website they can go to?
Of course there is. It's www.bigbrotherawards.nl.
Okay, that's easy enough. Even I can remember that. Well, thank you for talking to me. I'm going to start in some music, and then we are going to move on with our long list of guests tonight. Well, see you at the Big Brother Awards.
Of course. See you then, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Same to you.
Check this out.
Well, check this out. We are going to move on in the program because there's a whole lot of people I want to call and talk about. It's a bit of an improvisation because, of course, empty slot, not filled. I had to step in the last moment, but we'll get there. I have a nice schedule here, so it'll all work out. I have now a connection to Belgium, actually. Hans, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you? Wow.
Unbelievable. I'm fine, thanks. And yourself?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
I had a very busy day, and I'm still working, actually, so...
Oh, wow.
And well, it's paid work, so I don't care.
Oh, that's good. You're selling mate, or...?
sort of. Selling bits and bytes to the hungry people, yeah.
So you are also involved with the whole Hexsquare business, right? I was talking with Yildau about the launch. You had actually had an idea for that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The team is Oasis. So that's like a nice place in the middle of the desert. And we're going to have tents. We're going to build an Eastern lounge. I can't tell much because it's only just started. We have now sort of, we know what the boundaries are and what we can do. The people have lots of ideas, lots of things to do. But there's no concrete plan yet. But the one thing we do know, it's going to be awesome, really. We have some budget, like I said, and for once we started a project like this on time. We still have like still a half year to build it. Some great ideas like warm colors, big pillows, dimmed lights, just to chill out. Of course, we're going to have tea and some plants. You can actually rent plants now. I was also thinking about goats because, like in an oasis, there should be goats, but. It's apparently not possible to rent a goat, and people look funny at you when you ask. So,
I know there will be a big barbecue area in the middle. maybe you should get some sheep in, and
yeah, we can, yeah, okay. Let's just buy it.
That sounds good.
And eat it when it's over, okay?
Exactly.
Hey, we all come emotionally attached to Gino the goat.
And then we have to find someone to, let's not go into that too much. Yeah. Now we'll get angry mails from our vegetarian listeners, I'm afraid. Something else. The Belgium Hackerspaces are, of course, also present, right?
Yeah, we built a little camp last year with view on the big tent of the CCC, and our setup was pretty okay.
Okay.
but they went a bit bigger and a bit better organized. And when we heard the idea, I think from you guys, there was some discussion at first, like yeah, we're gonna join, we're not. But in the end, everybody thought it was a great idea, and we're hooking up to the big project.
Well, that's cool because, for me, the Belgium Hackerspaces, there's something special. I mean, if you have an opening of a hackerspace, you throw a party with a lot of lectures on interesting ideas. And if a hackerspace exists for a year, you do it again.
Yes.
Because you are with the hackerspace in Ghent, White Space.
Yeah, the white space in Ghent, yeah.
And it exists for a year now, right?
Yeah, we started in spring last year. That's, by the way, a good tip. If you ever want to start a hackerspace, begin in the spring. Everybody's like really up for it. And like this new sun is coming in and everybody's like really happy to work. and it's going to be great. It's the birthday party. We're there now for a year. We have like 17 members, sort of. And we're doing a good effort, but now we're not going to stop. We're not going to leave it at that group. We're going to do another big and cool event first to reach out to the neighboring spaces, but also to reach out to the people in Ghent. So we have posters printed and stuff like that, and we're going to do some promotion so we can basically get new people in and old people we know and love, of course.
Wow. Yeah, I'm also invited, I think. Talking
about
old people.
There's going to be plenty of talks.
And there's going to be talks indeed. Even I will be talking about something. And can you tell something about some of the other talks, or is that still all a bit fluid?
The event is going to take 2 days, basically. It's going to start Friday, and it's going to be, the social event is going to be Friday. So there will be beer and fun and people and some talks, but pretty informal. Maybe a small ceremony we're planning, maybe a special surprise. This is all in the pipeline. We're working on it, but I think it's going to be fun. And then on Saturday, we're going to do what we do best, like sharing our information. So there will be talks. It's going to be like a bit like a bar camp concept, but not really, some fixed talks also. There's going to be talks about audio processing, some USB reverse engineering, Google Summer of Code. There's going to be a talk about Tor, the iRail people who sort of, well, used the Belgian railway data are coming over there already. And you're going to talk about the internet. Who is that?
Yeah, the end of the internet. Long live the internet, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to this. Tell me again, when is this?
It's the 25 and 26th of March.
Of March, 25, well, 26th of March.
Let me confirm this for you. 25 and 26th of March, yeah. And if people want more information, we're also going to be arranging some places to sleep. So if you're coming from far away, we'll get you sort of settled up. Keep an eye on the wiki. That's on 0x20.be, so 0x20.be. And there you'll find all the information. We would love to have you guys over, and also the guys from Luxembourg, and maybe some of the north of France. And if some German people are listening, and you've never been to a Belgian hackerspace, then this is the opportunity also. Come over.
I'm really looking forward to it. I will be there. Jan, will you be there?
25th of March?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm weighing this against my sister's birthday, but might just be there.
You can take her. It's no problem.
Yeah, she's into this kind of stuff, so.
Okay, it's going to be fun.
Okay, are you joining?
I'm gonna visit you this weekend, actually, because I'm going to Potsdam.
Ah, yes, of course, yeah. This weekend is Potsdam. It's like 3,000 people on open source in Brussels. And yeah. Hackerspace Brussels has a big party on Saturday night. It's called Bike Night.
I was hoping for this.
It's the typical Potsdam after party. The place gets a bit crazy, but it's awesome. So people coming over to visit Potsdam, be sure to give them a visit after the event.
That's Byte Night, right? On the Saturday night with 8-bit music, I presume, again?
Yes, yes.
Good, good.
At around 6, Potsdam will say you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And then you just basically go to the Hackerspace Brussels, where the party will continue.
Absolutely. Hey, Hans, thank you for taking the time off from your work to talk to me.
You're welcome.
I will see you this weekend.
It was compiling anyway. See you this weekend, man.
Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I think it's time for a bit of music again, of course. Did I mention the song I played before? No, I didn't. It was by someone, and it was called Play Music. Now we are going to listen to a composition by a whole lot of people. Rick Reed, Than Hung, Randall, Gypsy, Hammond, Mr. T, Michelle Lloyd, and Tao. It's from their album Taxi Girl. It's called Woman Are Woman.
love you, sweet darling, like the fish he loved the stream. Always in my heart, babe, I guess you know what I mean. So it's woman or woman, but do you treat me so bad? You're the best I ever had.
Well, women, nothing but trouble if the songs and the movies are something to go by. Oki, are you still sad that I'm not playing any Pornophonique?
Yes, I'm very sad there's no Pornophonique.
Well, I'm sorry about that. We'll do it next time again. Jan.
Yeah, hi.
We've been talking recently about the hackers scene, the hackers community in the Netherlands, and how we were sort of lacking really cool projects and things like that.
And we
both concluded basically that we should spice things up a little, didn't we?
Yeah. I think people should get off their asses and get to work.
Something related to this, but what I have seen, I mean, I've done this, at some point I will stop talking about it, but today I will mention it again. I did this tour of hackerspaces in the US, and what I saw there was that there's quite a lot of competitions going on, challenges, and all in a friendly way. There are some prizes, but it's not like you're winning $1 million or whatever. Sometimes the prizes are quite substantial. But there's a lot more of that stuff going on over there as there is in Europe. And what I see that the spaces who participate in these challenges, they really get together as a team and build something really cool.
That's awesome. So one getting of people the, to work yeah. together and... yeah.
One of the examples is the Take on the Machine challenge. Basically, five hackerspaces got a budget of about $5,000. And they had to build something out of, household equipment, ordinary equipment. They had to build something that was fun for everyone, not just geeks or nerds. And it had to include a movie reference. These seem like really arbitrary constraints to work in, but it worked out really well. There were some really cool projects, and if you have some time, just Google it, Take on the Machine. There's five videos online, and you can. I visited all these five spaces, and what these people told me about participating in this challenge was that it really got them going as a team, and everyone started to dive into new stuff that they didn't touch before, learn new stuff. And someone who is also in America, actually globally, he recently started with the Global Hackerspace Challenges. That's PsyTech from Alpha One Labs in New York. Are you there, PsyTech?
Yes.
Wow, all the way from the States. I have a bit of an echo, but we'll see where we get. So recently you've been spearheading, I think, together with, what's his name, from Talk, the Global Hackerspaces Cupcake Challenge, right?
Yeah. Rob Fitz from Talk, we had a call-in 2 months ago, and the idea came out. I believe he mentioned the cupcake, and I love the idea. We ended up talking for the rest of the Hackerspaces call-in 2 months ago. And then on the last call-in, I brought the cupcake up again. And he said, go ahead and do it. So I put together an email, put together some rules, and sent it out to the list. And I think we have over 20 cupcakes being sent throughout the world. And the challenge is still going on. We've extended the deadline. And allowed some people to get in if they want to get in late. We'll just take a few points off because it's supposed to be done during hackathon. So if you want to ship a cupcake anyway, you know, you still can.
So let me just summarize. The idea of this hackathon was to make a cupcake, then send this somewhere, preferably as long a distance as possible, and make it end up at the destination in one piece and actually in edible condition, right?
Yes. It should be pristine. It should be exactly how the cupcake looked the day it was shipped, which was a very difficult challenge, apparently.
It was. We've personally been receiving about three cupcakes. They mostly arrived in one piece, but pristine is not exactly what they were. The receiving hackerspaces, they also have to make a video of the receiving, right?
Yeah, we figured we'll have some way of documenting the procedure, and we thought maybe just take a picture, but we wanted to actually make sure that no one would alter the cupcake before taking a picture, so we said just do a video, and all the videos have been very awesome.
Oh yes, they have been very entertaining. Let's see. So the winner will be announced soon, I think.
Yeah, we're going to announce it during the end of the next hackathon, and I encourage all the hackerspaces to participate in this hackathon. We're also going to be announcing another challenge during the call-in coming up this Sunday, and I encourage all the hackerspaces to call in for the call-in too. And I wanted to give a sneak peek to the Signal radio show. I'm thinking about doing a sound card hacking challenge. So that's the idea, but we might have something else, and everyone is welcome to submit their ideas for a challenge for the next hackathon.
Oh, that sounds cool. When is the next hackathon, actually?
The next hackathon is the third weekend of the month. It's the 20th, February 19th and 20th.
Okay. So that's in about three weeks, so plenty of time to prepare. Yep. And there's even prizes involved, aren't there?
We originally didn't call for prizes, but someone donated a prize, and now we have a spot for prizes. So if anyone wants to contribute a prize, there's a tab on the spreadsheet, and you can just add your prize there, and we'll make sure that they get to the winners.
Well, cool. So I'm looking forward to the next challenge. I hope we get to participate because Oki, we failed to make a cupcake, didn't we?
Yeah, we could make some Mate cupcakes, but we can still send them some over, Mate cupcakes.
We can. We have
enough Mate.
We have 3 weeks to send them still, right?
Yeah. So to the States, 1 week or something?
Yeah, I guess 2 weeks. If you
Fish knows somebody in Japan, so.
Maybe we'll still do. I mean, we missed the opportunity to do the cupcake in the hackathon, but who knows? And the next hackathon we should be totally on it. So Cytek, I'm really excited about these challenges. I see that a lot of people are participating. Do you have any idea about the geographical distribution of spaces that are participating? Is it all basically in the States, or is there a lot of other spaces as well?
Well, part of the challenge was to ship it overseas, so that definitely got other spaces around the world involved. So I think it was a good mix.
Okay, cool. So if people are curious, they should join the call-in, I guess. What is the canonical site to find more information about all this?
You can check out alpha1labs.com/cupcake.
Okay. That's easy enough.
And
thank
it's
you.
Actually also on the hackerspaces.org wiki.
Okay.
Hackerspaces.org.
Right. So that's where everyone
right
can
there
go.
That's fine.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. And, I'm looking forward to the next challenge.
Thanks so much, Yancy. It's been a pleasure being on the show.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So, Jan, that
yes.
Sounds like fun, right?
That sounds, it's not that techy, I think, but it's a way to get people involved and getting teams, you know?
Well, you see,
getting teams to actually work together, and yeah.
You should have seen the stuff people came up with. I mean, we received one cupcake that was in a whole laser cut construction with lasers and rotating bits.
I probably should get this whole internet video thing working on my computer.
It's quite funny. Well, I guess it's time to start in a bit of music again. This time it's a Japanese solo artist who goes by the name Nomode. His actual name is Hirohiko Fujikawa, and he makes synth pop songs. How nice and happy. Well, we are continuing our talk. We are going back to Hexgrab because actually the thing about these challenges, it's a great idea. We thought we'd do something as well with Hexgrab, together with ETH0 and the HXX Foundation. We have set up a fund of... how much is it, Jan?
I think at the moment it's 5,000 euros.
It is, yeah, and possibly there will be another top up of that by Brucon, the Belgium crew. What is this 5,000 euros for?
We got some stuff in our wiki, and it's not really, it's not set in stone yet, but it's like a call for papers, but then it's a call for projects. So if you have a project and you you want to use some hardware or software, organize a hackathon so that you can actually finish it and or build it and take it to Hexsquare in the truck, then we might just have some funds for you.
Right. So it's not one big lump of 5,000 euros, but people doing projects, they can contact us on.
Yeah, exactly.
I
hope the email address is actually online, but I'm not sure.
It is.
It is online. Okay, so people can email either the HXX Foundation or ETH0 and propose their small project, and we'll see if we if we feel the vibe and see if we can actually connect with it. And it's mainly about getting cool stuff to do or see at Hexsquare. So, you know, more visual stuff and more. It's not for programming solutions. We can all do program solutions on the internet, but it's actually for well, I'm not going to say performance art, but something like that.
Well, we want to see some creativity, right? Not just
stuff you can touch, yeah. Stuff you can look at for a while and walk around and interact with.
Really cool mechanical stuff or stuff
exactly,
that makes
yeah.
food or whatever. Basically, the sky is the limit. Well, and the budget, of course. It's not one big lump of 5,000 euros. We hope to fund a number of projects. And anyone who has a nice project, anyone from the Benelux who is joining Hex Square, or for that matter, anyone with a cool project that he's willing to bring to Hex Square, they can email projects@hx2.org, which is the general email address, and it will end up to the joint committee of ETH Hero and the HXX Foundation. They should send this. Oh, now the details escape me. I will quickly look them up, unless you have them current there.
No, I need to look them up as well.
Okay, I've got it here. It's some 5,000 euro, blah blah blah. Here's what to do. So you have to come up with a project plan. It doesn't need to be a 10-page essay with bar graphs and pie diagrams and I don't know. But
one of the main things that I think we're looking for is people actually involved in their own project. So you have a project you. You'd love to do this, and you're going to do it anyway, but you need some extra money to make it actually, you know, make it really stand out and make it awesome. And by having people who are involved in their own project, then it's not going to be ideas of the HXX guys or ETH Zero guys. It's actually going to be all diverse ideas and hopefully diverse teams that grow on their own, so...
Definitely, we've seen some submissions already. So the deadline mm-hmm. is February 24th, and then we will let you know on March 1st at the latest whether your project was accepted. So this leaves May, June, July, and well a bit of August to actually build your project.
You don't need to wait for.
No, of course, but yeah. So, if you have any ideas, just send them in. There's plenty of room for creativity and innovation, and we're looking forward to all your submissions. some nice stoner rock from Harlingen, which is a small city in the Netherlands. The band is called Desert Sons. The song is called My Machine. I quite like it. Their whole album is great. Both albums on Jumendo that they put online. All Creative Commons, of course. I just love this stuff. Meanwhile, if we are going to look beyond Hex Square, there's something else coming up, Jan. We were talking about another exciting challenge, right?
Oh, you mean the H Prize thing, or
the yeah, that's the one.
It's actually it's not really that stable yet, but I've talked to with you about this and with Alder, the great man, the big man, doing all the hard stuff. Well, with you and all the rest of the guys, obviously. But I was thinking about doing something like an X Prize. Do you know what it is?
It's a prize for doing a space related
yeah, exactly.
Project, right?
There's like a bunch of millionaires or big companies, I don't know, and they invented the X Prize, and there's a couple of them actually. So you have one that's focused on space things. So you build some space shuttle type machine and have it transport people up into the atmosphere twice without actually using another device or using another machine within a week. So if you do that on the first, you can have, I think, €1 million. So there's one for cars as well, build an autonomous car. Or I'm not exactly sure what the details are, but we don't have €1 million anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I thought of doing the H Prize. It's like hacker prize. And one of the projects I came up with was something like Space Ping.
And yeah. So, so in the States they had this Hackerspaces space challenge, where they put weather balloons up into near space, and the goal was to take a picture of the curvature of the Earth and then recover
exactly.
the balloon in the fastest possible time. So we're going to take
this one start.
Yeah. So we plan to take this a bit farther, right?
I'm not sure if it's going to be further, but one of the things that the whole weather balloon thing kind of gave me the idea. So it is possible to put stuff into near space now. With Hackerspace, you need some money, you need some people together, but you can actually get stuff really high up in the atmosphere. And wouldn't it be cool if we could get something up there that could ping back?
That would be cool.
Either a balloon or you just stand on the Burj Dubai in Dubai, and it gives you an elevation of a couple hundred meters or maybe a couple of kilometers, and you have some sort of Ethernet connection between something on the ground and something in the air. It doesn't need to be space, but I think it's something lots of hackerspaces can do, and I think it's actually something that can entice people to, you know, be better than the other ones.
It's a nice concept. We still have some work to do to hash out the details, but I think it will attract a lot of creative solutions to I would say it's not rocket science, but it's actually going to be rocket science.
Get rocket science in a couple of years. I know we'll just, you know, hackers have this they have this gift to do everything different, and we've seen students in space with their microsatellites, and we've seen we've already seen all the big countries and companies and stuff doing their space things. But we'll see what hackers can do in space.
We'll get there,
or near space, or whatever. Maybe they can send up a router over Egypt.
And of course, this is all a prelude. Oh, that's a difficult word. To a project I still have in mind, which is to ditch the internet altogether and build our own. Time sure is flying. We're already at the end of this hour, Jan. Would you believe it?
Yeah. So
thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to seeing you in Brussels at the Byte Night at Brussels Hackerspace.
Yeah, I'll see you there, and
thanks for having me on the show.
Brilliant. Have a nice evening. And with that, I will say goodbye to our listeners, because this was it again. I hope you enjoyed the way I try to fill this empty slot. If you have ideas for a program or want to do a program yourself, we have two empty slots of 1 hour every 4 weeks. Well, just email us at signal@hackerspaces.org and, well, help us out. Get interesting stuff on Hackerspaces, on the hacker community out there. All the music was CC licensed. I already told this. The music we are going to leave the air with is by Radio. It's called Italo Sinti 80er Pop Instrumental, which is just a way of saying, well, the old style in Dutch, foute disco music. Thanks for listening. This was GMC and Oki.
Yeah, what?
And well, after this, we will listen to Astera with Room IOI, and she will talk about Egypt together with Kyra and Headhunter. Have a nice evening, all.